ವ್ಯಾಸಾಸನದಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂರಿಸಿರುವ ನಮ್ಮ ಪರಮಾರಾಧ್ಯ ಗುರುಗಳು ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜರು ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನಕ್ಕೆ ಒಂದು ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರಿ ಏನು ಅನ್ನೋ ಹೇಳ್ಕೊಡುವಂತ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತರು ಅವರು 1946 ಇಸ್ವಿಯಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮ ಧರ್ಮರಾಧ್ಯ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಅವರ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರು ಹಾಗೂ ಅವರನ್ನ ತಾವು ತಮ್ಮ ಶಿಕ್ಷ ಗುರು ಅಂತ ಇವರು ಪರಿಗಣಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಪ್ರಪಂಚದಲ್ಲಿ 22 ಬಾರಿ ತಿರುಗಿ 100+ ಪುಸ್ತಕಗಳನ್ನ ಬರೆದಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ವಿಶ್ವಾದ್ಯಂತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ರಾಧಾದಾಸ್ಯ ಅದನ್ನ ಎಲ್ರಿಗೂ ನೀಡಿ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಹಿಂದಿ ಭಾರತದಲ್ಲೇ ಅಲ್ಲ ವಿಶ್ವಾದ್ಯಂತ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಉದ್ಧಾರ ಮಾಡ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಸೊ ಅವರು ಅವರಿಗೆ ನಾವೆಲ್ಲ ಚಿರಋಣಿಗಳು. ಇವರು ಅಮೇರಿಕಾದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲ ನಾನು ನೋಡಿದ್ದೀನಿ ಒಂದ್ಸಾರಿ ಅವರು ಹ್ಯೂಸ್ಟನ್ ಆಮೇಲೆ ಬರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ಹ್ಯಾಮ್ UK ಅಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲ ಅವರಿಗೆ ತುಂಬಾ ಈ ಗವರ್ನರ್ ಅವರೆಲ್ಲ ತುಂಬಾ ಪ್ರಶಂಸೆ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅವರು 100 ಮೇಲೆ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಬುಕ್ ಪುಸ್ತಕಗಳನ್ನ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಆಮೇಲೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಾದ ಗೌಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಈಗ ಭಾರತ ದೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ತುಂಬಾ ಈ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೋಕ್ತವಾಗಿ ಎಲ್ಲದರಲ್ಲೂ ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡಿರುವಂತ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತರು. ಇವರು ಒಂದು ಕ್ಷಣ ಮಾತ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಇವರ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಜೀವನ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಾರ್ಥಕ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಮಹಾ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಭಾಗವತರು ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಈಗ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರಿಗೆ ಬಂದು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಅಂದ್ರೇನು, ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನ ಗುರಿ ಅಂದ್ರೇನು, ನಾವು ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಬಂದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಬಂದ ಬಂದ್ಮೇಲೆ ನಾಳೆ ಇರ್ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನದ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯ ಏನು, ಅದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಮ್ಗೆ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ಕೊಡುವಂತ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತರು. ಇವರನ್ನ ಎಷ್ಟು ಗುಣಗಾನ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು ಅಷ್ಟು ಸಾಧು. ನಾವು ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಗುಣಗಾನ ಮಾಡೋ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಆದ್ರೂ ಅವರ ಆಜ್ಞೆಯಿಂದ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಹೇಳಬೇಕಾಗಿದೆ. ಇವತ್ತು 3ನೇ ದಿವಸ, ಆಮೇಲೆ ಇನ್ನೂ ಇವರು ಬೆಂಗಳೂರಿಗೆ ಬರ್ತಿರ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದ್ರಿಂದ ತಾವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಇದನ್ನ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಕೇಳಿ ಅವರಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನದ ಗುರಿಯನ್ನು ತಿಳಿದುಕೊಳ್ಳೋಣ. ಮಂಚ ಕಲ್ಪತು
ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my param aradhyatam guru pada padma om vishnupad paramahansa parivrajaka acharya varja ashtottar shishimad bhakti vedanta narayan goswami maharaj. Similarly, offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of nitya pravishtam vishnupad ashtottar shishimad bhakti vedanta swami prabhupad. Also offer obeisances at the lotus feet of assembled trinity padgan vaishnavas and vaishnavis. Today is very fortunate day in our life because we are at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. Kapil Dev was speaking with his mother Devahuti. He was saying, "Oh my mother, listen, I will tell you one big secret. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavan tiratkarana rasayana katha tat josnat ashok varga vartmani shraddha ratir bhakti anukramishyati." Oh my mother, if you associate with pure devotees, prasanga, prakrishna rupena sangha, and hear harikatha from their lips, by serving them. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshandite jnanam jnanena tattvadarshina. If you associate with the Vaishnavas who are tattvadarshi, knowing what is Brahma tattva, what is Paramatma tattva, what is Krishna tattva, Bhagavan tattva, and especially Krishna tattva, and even more than that, Radha tattva, Vrindavan tattva, and even more than that, the Prema tattva between Radha and Krishna, oh, then your life will be successful. And the three stages of bhakti, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti, you'll perfect and you can achieve the success of your life. So, this most confidential instruction we can practice today by associating and hearing Harikatha from the lips of pure devotee. Sarup Damodar told one professional Bhagavat speaker that Japada Bhagavata Vaishnagarasthane Ekanta Asharekara Chaitanya Charane. That if you want shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then go and study Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Shri Shukdeva Goswami Pad actually instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to Suta Goswami, and he does pranam mantra to his Gurudev. Yampra Vrajantam Anupetam Apetakutyam Dvaipayano Virahakatara Ajuhava He says, my Gurudev, Tam Sarva Bhutarudhem Muni Manatosmi. My Guru Maharaj is in the heart of everyone. He is as good as Krishna. He is present everywhere. He is omniscient. He knows everything. So our Gurudev appeared in this world in 1921 in Bihar, in the Buxar district, in the town named Tiwaripur, in the banks of the Ganges River. Very auspicious location, and he appeared on the Amavasya day. The confidential reason why Srila Gurudev appeared on Amavasya day is that only because there is Amavasya, there is dark moon, there is new moon day in our life, there is no light in our life. And in order to shed light of his lotus moon-like feet in our life, he appeared on the Amavasya day. He also appeared where Ahalya was rescued, was redeemed by Lord Sri Ramachandra. Lord Sri Ramachandra, by touch of his lotus feet and shedding some foot dust on her body, made her again alive and made her a woman again. So similarly, Srila Gurudev is touching my stone-like body and making me a human being. And more than that, is trying to make me a devotee of Krishna. Srila Gurudev is an eternal associate of Radha Krishna. Every morning we sing, Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastra Ukta Tata Bhagate Vasadvi Kintu Pravorya Priyeva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad says that my Guru Maharaj is Sakshat Hari. He is directly Hari. There are two types of Hari. There is Ashray Hari and there is Vishay Hari. And Vishay Hari is Lord Sri Krishna himself. And his pure representative, Srila Gurudev, is Ashray Hari. We serve Lord Sri Krishna, Vishay Hari, under the guidance of Ashray Hari. But he is also very dear to Lord Sri Krishna. Srila Raghunatha Goswami in Manas Shiksha, he says, Guru Goshthe Goshtha Laishu Sujane Husaragane Swamantre Shri Namni Vrajanavaya Dvanda Sharane Sada Dhamma Hitva Kuru Rati Mapurva Matitaram Ay Swantar Bhatash Chakrabiravi Achat Dhrita Padaha. He catches the lotus feet of his mind and he says, Raghunatha Goswami Pad, oh my dear mind, if you wish your welfare and welfare of the soul, then please have very strong attachment to the lotus feet of pure devotee, especially Guru. He says, at the lotus feet of Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Bhajan Guru. So, who is Srila Gurudev? Srila Raghunatha Goswami Pad says that na dharmam na dharmam shrutigana nrattam kila guru braja radha krishna prachura paricharjam ihatanu shachi sunam nandishwara pati sattatve guruvaram Mukunda Preshthatve Paramajastra Nanu Smaramanaha. That Srila Gurudev is Mukunda Preshtha. Now, Mukunda is one who gives liberation. But more than that is Sri Krishna, whose lotus feet is like Kunda flowers. So Srila Gurudev, being an eternal associate of Sri Krishna, he comes down to this material world in order to redeem us. And he is completely transcendental. Satchidanandamai. So Srila Gurudev, in his human pastimes, he has widely preached. Especially, he has translated, edited, compiled, and published more than 100 books. He's authored more than 100 books. He has translated Jaiva Dharma from Bengali language. This Jaiva Dharma is the most essential book. Everyone should read it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has put the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, Mahabharata, and all the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Bhakti Granthas, he has put in one single book, Jaiva Dharma. It has been translated into Hindi language by Srila Gurudev by great effort. He has arranged more than 50 Prajamandal Parikramas, 50 Navadvip Parikramas, and every year when there is Adhikamas, whenever there is Adhikamas, in Purushottam Mas, he arranges also Prajamandal Purushottam Dham Parikrama. And so many people take advantage and try to understand what is Dhamma Tattva, what is Vrindavan Tattva, what is Navadvip Tattva, and the sweet Lila Sthalis. Srila Gurudev says, Narad Muni has received two benedictions. One benediction is that if anyone sings the holy names of the Lord Shri Krishna, which are pertaining to the Vrindavan Lila, he will develop Krishna brain. Another benediction is, if he touches the Lila Sthalis in Vrindavan, then that person will also develop prem towards Lord Shri Krishna. So Srila Gurudev has renovated and reconstructed many pastime places of Lord Shri Krishna by such as Radhakund cleansing and so many other important projects he took over. And he has furthermore plans to make sure that the holy places of Vrindavan remain in good order. So who is sadhu? Sadhayati sadhanoti iti sadhu. That one who achieves Krishna Prem himself and he also helps other people achieve Krishna Prem, that person is sadhu. So, to come in the association of a sadhu, then our bhakti begins. 64 limbs of bhakti, the first limb is Guru Padashray and second, Diksha and Shiksha. So, unless we come at the lotus feet of Gurudev, the bhajan does not even begin. Srila Gurudev is initiated by Param Gurudev, Nitala Pravishtam Vishnupada Ashtottar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. My tongue fails to describe the innumerable great qualities of this Mahabhagavat and eternal associate of Shri Radha Krishna. One time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada was arranging Navadvip Parikrama. So many Sahajiyas, smart Brahmanas were against Srila Prabhupada because he was preaching pure bhakti. That time, they attacked the Navadvip Parikrama with soda water bottles, stones, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's life was endangered. That time, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, he was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, in white clothes. He told Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that please exchange our clothes. I will take your sannyas clothes and you should take my white clothes. And this way, because they look very similar to each other, that they will mistake me to be Srila Prabhupada and they will try to kill me. I am willing to give up my life for my Guru Maharaj, but I want to protect my Guru. So here we can see a great equal with Kuresh and Ramanujacharya. How Kuresh was willing to give his life for Srila Ramanujacharya. So same, this great personality was accepted by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada as his sannyas guru. And when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj entered his Aprakat Leela, Nitya Leela of Radha Krishna, that time Srila Prabhupada was in Seattle. And in Seattle he called all his disciples and he told them, please write an offering at the lotus feet of my sannyas guru. And he exactly used the same words which Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has used in Vilapa Kusumanjali to praying to Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says that how my guru Srila Sanatana Goswami tried to inject vairagya in me. Vairagya bhakti rasam prayatne apayan mam anabhipsamandam krupam buddhirya paradukha dukhi sanatanam tam prabhu maashirayami. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada said, vairagya bhakti rasam prayatne apayan mam anabhipsamandam krupam buddhirya paradukha dukhi Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami prabhu maashirayami. We can see that our whole parampara from Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and our Srila Gurudev are of the same quality. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhai yayali viryukti rapekshaniya tatrali daksha rati valla rasya vande guru shri charanarvindam. Srila Gurudev is assisting Radha Krishna in his confidential pastime Nikunja Leela. What type of guru he must be? Srila Gurudev is embodiment of all the scriptures. All the scriptures are very much present. As we know, there are two Bhagavats. There is Book Bhagavat and there is Person Bhagavat. Book Bhagavat is also of two types, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in order to receive the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavat, we must approach a Person Bhagavat. And we should try to hear from his lotus lips. Because there is Shabda Brahma and Shabda Samanya. We may try to chant Harinam without taking initiation. It is Shabda Samanya. It is not Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma emanates from the lotus leaf of pure devotee. And Shabda Brahma is like a bullet which has gunpowder in it. While Shabda Samanya is a bullet without any gunpowder in it. So all the prema in the heart of a pure devotee is present in the Harinam sound vibration emanating from his lotus lips. When the disciple accepts it through his right ear and it goes to his heart, it cleanses his heart, and when he repeats the same Shabda Brahma, the Harinam Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it cleanses his heart. Vancha Kalpataru Vaishya Krupa Sindhu Bhairata Paditanam Pavanujyo Vaishnave Bhairu Namona.
About bhakti. What is bhakti?
Om Jnana Kumarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulamilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadvaktaya Namo Namaha. I offer my most humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my divine spiritual master, Nityalila Pavishta Om Vishnupada Asta Tarasata Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and the same heartfelt obeisances under the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sannyas Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So, in the last few days, Srila Gurudev and the assembled devotees have been discussing bhakti and the process to attain it. And many points have been covered, and I'll just speak on a few small ones. I was prepared for something else, but you wanted me to speak on
bhakti.
Bhakti. Okay. First of all, in order to understand bhakti, we have to understand how to approach bhakti. In other words, we've been hearing the last few days about the process to obtain pure bhakti, the process to obtain Krishna consciousness. And last night, Srila Gurudev requested that the history of Srimad Bhagavatam be discussed. And in that history, many points were brought up, many ideas were brought forth about how the Srimad Bhagavatam was conceived and why. Under the order of Sri Narada Muni to his disciple Srila Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, but there are a couple of verses there which are very important, and they touch on the meaning and the purpose of bhakti. Now, the first verse was Anarto Pashanam Sakshad Bhakti Yoga Matokshade Lokasyang Janato Vidvangs Chakre Sattvita Sanghitam. That in this age, we have many different kinds of contamination, many different kinds of anartas, unwanted problems in our heart. So, Vyasadeva was contemplating that and wanted to understand how to mitigate and solve those problems. And therefore, he was instructed to compile Srimad Bhagavatam, which was the means by which the living beings could understand bhakti. But, he continued. The instruction then was given that yasya vai shuyamanayam krishna parama puruṣe bhakti upadyate pumsa shoka moha vayapada, that the miseries of the living being, this shoka, this lamentation, this moha, this illusion, and maya, this great unhappiness that we have, can all be mitigated by the process of bhakti itself. This will sprout in the heart if one gains oral reception from about this Bhagavatam that we were talking before, if one gets